Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Episode 14. Dajia hao, huan ying lai dao Coffee Break Chinese.
Dajia hao, heng gao xing he dajia yi qi xue xi zhong wen.
How de, we are delighted to be back with another episode of Coffee Break Chinese, and we're moving to a different topic this time. This time we're going to be focusing on how you would check into a hotel.
Very useful.
Very useful indeed. If you're going to be traveling to a Chinese-speaking area where you can check into a hotel, of course you can now order your drinks and order your food and everything else in Chinese, but you need to know how to check into a hotel, and that's what we'll be doing in this episode. Just before we go on, however, if this happens to be the first episode of Coffee Break Chinese that you're listening to, then you should know that you can go all the way back to lesson one and start learning Chinese with me, Mark, the learner, along with Crystal, our teacher. Crystal? 准备好了吗?
开始吧!
Right, before we get started, let's look at some basic aspects of vocabulary, some basic words that we'll need for this lesson. So, Crystal, can you tell us what a hotel is in Mandarin?
You could say 宾馆.
宾馆.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes people say 饭店.
That's like a restaurant.
Yeah, or 大饭店, a big restaurant, but it's a hotel.
Okay, so is this a hotel where you would sleep, even though you would be eating there as well?
Yes.
Okay, so you said 宾馆 or
饭店.
饭店. Or the other one was big restaurant.
大饭店.
大饭店. And if we're talking about a room in a hotel, what's the word for room?
房间.
房间.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to 饭店.
Yeah.
It's pretty tricky, okay? So, 饭店, restaurant or hotel. But now we're talking about a room. 房间.
对.
Let's hear it again.
房间.
Okay. Now, in a hotel scenario, we would be looking at talking about a reservation. So, what's the word for a reservation?
预定.
预定. So could I say 我有预定?
Yeah, you just say I have a reservation.
I have a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
我有预定.
Okay.
Now, one thing I find very tricky is the difference between 我有 and 我要. So, 我有 is I have, and 我要 is I want.
Right.
It's very, very, very tricky. But okay, if we say I have a reservation, 我有预定.
But you can also say I reserved a room. What's Chinese for a room, Mark?
房间. 房间. So, how would you say I reserved a room?
我预定了房间.
So is that just like taking 预定, which is the noun for a reservation, and making it into a past verb by putting 了 on the end?
Yeah, correct.
Right, so 我预定了房间.
很好.
I reserved a room.
Mm-hmm.
So if I've arrived at the hotel, I can say I have a reservation. 我预定了房间. I think probably the next question that would be asked of me is, under what name?
Mm.
So what might we hear in this situation?
You could say, 你的名字, your name?
Okay, we've heard 名字 before. 你的名字,
mm-hmm.
your name. Is it likely to be more polite than that?
请问你的名字.
Okay, 请问你的名字.
Mm-hmm. You might also hear, 预定的名字是什么?
Let me work this out. 预定的名字, so that's the reservation's name.
Mm-hmm.
是什么 is what?
对.
Right, so what name is the reservation in? The reservation is in what name? 预定的名字是什么?
对.
Can I just say, 我叫, Or would I say 我姓 if I give my second name here?
Yeah, you could say 我姓, and then you can say the full name after that.
Equally, I could say the reservation's name is Johnson or something like that. 预定的名字是 Johnson, Thompson,
对,
whatever. Okay. Right, so far we know the word for a hotel, which was?
宾馆.
Or?
饭店.
We know the word for a reservation.
预定.
We know the word for a room.
房间.
And we can say, I have a reservation.
我有预定.
Or, I reserved a room.
我预定了房间.
If we were talking about a reservation for one night, how would we say that?
预定了一个晚上.
So, 晚上 is the same as evening, good evening. 晚上好. So, you're saying 预定了一个晚上. Can we use 几个 to ask a question here? Then how many nights is the reservation for? So what would that question sound like?
几个晚上.
How many nights? 几个晚上. I always think it's going to be more complicated than that. But no.
Remember the Chinese are very economical with their words.
Okay. 几个晚上. How many nights? And so I can answer 预定了, could I say, 二晚上, no, because I would have to change it to 两, and what's the, there's a measure word in here, isn't there?
个.
That's the same one as for people.
Yes, 个 is a very useful measure word. If you're not sure about which measure word is the exact one, 个 is normally safe to use.
Okay, so you said 一个晚上, one night, 两个晚上, two nights, then it would be 三个晚上, and so on.
对.
What would one week be?
一个星期.
一个星期. Two first tones. 星期.
对.
Okay, so a reservation for one week. So I could say 我有预定 一个星期.
Makes sense. I have 1 week reservation.
Okay, it sounds a little bit funny. So how would I say then, I have made a reservation for 1 week?
我预定了一个星期.
So I reserved 1 week, just like that. 我预定了一个星期. Excellent. Now, there is, of course, the situation when you arrive at a hotel and you don't have a reservation. So what's happening here? Would be using 不, or would be using
没有.
Okay, so 我没有预定.
对.
And if I wanted to ask, do you have any rooms, could I use the same structure as I've used before for asking for an English menu or something like that?
Yeah.
So 有房间吗?
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 Uh-huh.
Okay, do you have rooms? Or 你们有房间吗?
Or 你们有没有房间?
Do you or do you not have rooms? And there you don't need the 吗, because it's
有没有 or
有没有, okay. 你们有没有房间? Do you have or do you have not any rooms? Right, so we've asked the question whether we've got a room available or not. We have found out how many nights or weeks the room is for. We also need to look at the other parts of this conversation, but we're going to do that after our break. We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com. Okay, so we've covered the word for a room. A room, you said, was 房间. Mm-hmm. So what about a single room?
单人间.
Okay, I'm spotting the word for 人, person in there. So what's the 单 part?
Single.
Single, so it's a single person room.
Right.
单人间.
Mm-hmm.
What then would a double room be?
双人间.
So 双 means...
double.
Double. So a double person room.
Mm-hmm.
双人间.
Yeah.
And is there a different word for a twin room, a room with two beds in it?
Yes. And you say 双床间.
What does 床 mean?
Bed.
Okay, so this is a
room with, room two, with beds. Two beds.
A twin bedroom as opposed, yes, to a twin person room.
Correct.
Okay, so 双人间. For a double room, one room with a double bed,
mm-hmm,
or 双床间, mm-hmm, a twin room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the other things that we might want to specify is whether a room would have a bath.
带浴缸的房间.
带浴缸的房间. So, with bath. Of room?
A room with a bath.
A room with a bath. 带浴缸的房间. Could I say then, 带浴缸的双人间.
非常好.
So a double room with a bath.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so what's a shower?
淋浴.
淋浴. So if I wanted a... let me see, a single room with a shower. 带淋浴的单人间.
非常好.
Oh, this is really quite tricky. Let's put it into a conversation and see if we can do some practice of these words and phrases.
好的, Mark. Now, you are entering into a hotel. I want you to have a conversation with the hotel receptionist here.
Are you playing that hotel receptionist?
Yes, I am.
You're very versatile. You do many things.
I'm a
waitress
teacher
last time.
Now, let's start. 开始吧.
Okay, 开始吧.
You should say hello first.
Yeah, sorry, okay. 你好.
Then I say, 请问有预定吗?
So you're asking me, have I got a reservation?
Right. And then you answer, yes.
Would I say 对?
You could say 对, yeah. And then you could say, I have.
有.
对. Uh-huh. And then we'll say, 请问你的名字?
Okay, I can answer that. 我姓彭,叫彭马克.
Uh-huh. And if, example, you have made a reservation for a single room for two nights.
Would I say, 我预定了? 一个单人间两个晚上。很好。 Okay, can you say that again? Because I find that quite tricky.
我预定了一个单人间两个晚上。Right,
so what I'm saying is I reserved with the past part, the past bit there, the particle le, one single room, two nights.
对.
Okay.
Then you also particularly want a room with a bath.
Right. In that case, I would say 我要带浴缸的房间.
非常好.
So I'm saying there, I want
a room with a bath.
With baths. Room. I find it very difficult with the de there.
我要带浴缸的房间.
Okay.
And then I say, 对不起, 没有带浴缸的房间. 但是有带淋浴的房间。
By the sounds of things, I am not going to be able to have a bath. I'll have to have a shower.
Correct.
Okay, well, I'll just say, 没问题。
No problem.
Okay, let's try this again. We're just going to write down this conversation and then we'll be back in 1 second so that we can do it a little more fluently. Okay, we've got this written down now, so we'll do it again and this time hopefully we'll all sound perfect.
Uh-huh.
你好。
请问有预定吗？
有。
请问你的名字？
我姓彭，赵彭马克。我预定了一个单人间，两个晚上。我要带浴缸的房间。
对不起，没有带浴缸的房间，但是有带淋浴的房间。
Okay, so that's the first part of our conversation. I think there are more things that we need to know about when we're arriving at a hotel, because I think it's likely that we may be asked for a credit card to pay for the room. What's a credit card?
信用卡。
信用卡。
In this case, credit, 信用。
Mm-hmm.
Card, 卡。
卡, so that's mm-hmm. to sound like the word for card, yeah?
Precisely.
信用卡。So how would a receptionist ask to see my credit card or to have my credit card?
请给我你的信用卡。
Please give me your credit card.
Mm-hmm.
请给我你的信用卡。
Mm-hmm.
Right? Other thing that the receptionist may ask for, especially if I'm a foreigner arriving in a Chinese hotel, I guess is my passport.
护照。
护照。So what would normally happen when you arrive at a hotel in China? Would you give over your passport for it to be photocopied or something like that?
Yes, they will make a copy.
So that's 护照, the passport. So would a receptionist equally ask something like,请给我你的护照。
对。
Please give me your passport.
对。
Of course, in any situation like this, what we're really looking for are those individual words, the key words, whether it's 信用卡。
Credit card.
Or 护照。
Passport.
Okay. Now, another very important word when it comes to it, again, we'll kind of know what's going on because we'll be handed a key. And the key is?
钥匙。
钥匙。
But normally, we don't use a key anymore. We use the card, don't we? So you say 房卡。
房卡。
Again, card, 卡。
Yep.
房 is room. So room card.
Room card. So 房 is kind of like short for 房间。
对。
So 房卡, the room card, the key card.So let's think of this and see if we can work out how this would be said, because again, we've come across these before. Here is your card, your key card, your room card.
给你的钥匙 or 给你的房卡。
Right. So the first of all, the key, 钥匙。给你的钥匙 or 给你的房卡。
Mm-hmm.
Could you say...This is your key. 这是你的房卡。This is your key card. Now, of course, when we're checking into a hotel, and indeed in any situation, we do have a few things that we can fall back on. For example, I'm sorry, I don't understand.
对不起，我听不懂。
对不起，我听不懂。I don't understand.Or if you really have to go there, do you speak English?
你会说英语吗？
你会说英语吗？We can always go back to those phrases, but hopefully you won't need to. You'll be able to get through this whole conversation in Mandarin. Let's do the rest of this conversation in Mandarin. We'll go back to the situation where I was checking into a hotel. Let's do the second half, and then we'll do the whole thing together. So, Crystal, can you help me with this part of the conversation?
Mm-hmm. I will start by saying, 请给我你的护照。
So there you're asking me for my passport.
对。
给。
谢谢。请给我你的信用卡。
That will be my credit card.、Mm-hmm. 给。
谢谢。这是你的房卡。958号房间。
Right, then I've heard some numbers. You've given me my key card, but I've also heard some numbers. I think you said 958.、
Mm-hmm.
Is it room 958?
Yes, so I said 958, 号 meaning number, 房间 room.
So room number 958.
Right.
Okay, so I'll repeat that back. 958号房间。Okay, 太好了。If it's on the 9th floor, I'm guessing, I would really like to know if there's a lift. What's the word for lift?
电梯。
电, that's the electric、
yeah.
thing, isn't it? What's、
T is staircase.
Okay, so the electric staircase. 电梯、在哪儿?
电梯在你的左边。
So it's on my left.
对。
谢谢。
不用谢。
Okay, so I'm off to my room. Right, let's do the whole conversation this time. We will just take a note of these last bits and then we'll go through the whole conversation. Okay, I've just arrived in the hotel. 你好。
请问有预定吗?
有。
请问你的名字?
我姓彭,叫彭马克。我预定了一个单人间两个晚上。我要带浴缸的房间。
对不起，没有带浴缸的房间，但是有带淋浴的房间。
没问题。
请给我你的护照。
给。
谢谢。请给我你的信用卡。
给。
谢谢。这是你的房卡。958号房间。
958号房间。太好了。电梯在哪儿?
电梯在你的左边。
谢谢。
不用谢。
Okay, that is where we're going to leave this episode of Coffee Break Chinese. Of course, you can access our bonus materials where you can see all of this vocabulary written out in pinyin and, of course, in Chinese characters, in the lesson notes and in the video versions. And we've got our bonus audio episode to help you test what you've learned. You can find that at coffeebreakchinese.com.
This time, we'd like to ask a favor of you. If you can spare 2 minutes, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, or Stitcher Radio, so that other Chinese learners can discover Coffee Break Chinese.
We would be very grateful indeed if you were able to do that. Even a rating would be fantastic, but if you get time to leave a couple of sentences of review telling us how you have enjoyed learning with Coffee Break Chinese, that would be fantastic. That's it. Thank you once again for joining us. Next time, we'll be moving on to a new topic. Until then,
谢谢,再见。
再见。You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.